USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Last night, our collective promise was fulfilled with Jamie's Safe Recovery.
There is joy across the state of Wisconsin at news that a 13-year-old girl who'd been missing since her parents were found murdered in mid-October has been found alive. And a 21-year-old man is now facing charges for Jamie Kloss's kidnapping as well as for the murders of her parents. The Barron County Sheriff saying that suspect, Jake Thomas Patterson, wasn't on their radar screen.
Jake Patterson had zero criminal history locally and zero criminal history in the state of Wisconsin.
A third week of a partial federal government shutdown winding down now, but it's the first payday where about 800,000 federal government workers are not getting a paycheck. Meanwhile, President Trump is to host a roundtable discussion on border security and his call for a wall at the White House later today. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our newspaper print ad to you. It's a tiny square that's colored a newspaper shade of gray that has you thinking yellow. As the words read, Liberty Mutual customizes your insurance so you only pay for what you need. Now that's the kind of print ad that'll make you glad you still read newspapers.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Hey, Tony Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their four-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo continuing a visit to the Middle East, where he's reassuring allies about the Trump administration's recent announcement that U.S. troops are being withdrawn from Syria. That withdrawal has begun today. He spoke yesterday about the need for a political resolution in Syria.
We are very hopeful that we will get the bad actors in the region, the Russians and the Iranians, to come to the table, along with the regime and all the other stakeholders in there, to come to the table and have conversations about what a post-civil war political structure might look like in Syria.
Presidential lawyer Rudy Giuliani reportedly suggesting that the president's legal team should be allowed to, in his words, correct special counsel Robert Mueller's final report before Congress gets to see it. The Hill reports Giuliani made the remark in an interview last evening, quoted as saying, "Mueller's team is not God. They could be wrong." He spoke to Fox News, and this is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The E. coli outbreak in romaine lettuce appears to be over.
That's the word from the CDC, which confirms 62 people in 16 states became sick because of the outbreak tied to lettuce grown in northern and central California. The illnesses began in early October, and 25 people were hospitalized. The CDC recalling the lettuce in December, saying there were only 3 new cases linked to the outbreak since then. So the outbreak is over, and any romaine on the shelves now should be safe to eat. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
One of the most popular resolutions in the new year is always losing weight. USA Radio's Tim Berg says one health expert claims it's not what you eat, but when you eat.
If you're looking to lose weight in 2019, one of the main things you need to do is work on keeping that metabolism constantly working and burning fat. I had a chance to sit down and chat with Dr. Michael Roisin. He's author of a new book titled What to Eat When, and one of the things we discuss is how the premise of his book is not about what you eat, it's when you eat it.
It is both when we eat and what we eat. One of the keys we found was that your metabolic rate changes as the day goes on. You have a circadian rhythm to it, much like you do with sleep. And it is caused by the same type of things, changes in hormones. And what happens is a calorie in the morning is less metabolically active than a calorie in the evening.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.